Somehow, the chill of winter makes me very perverse. What do I love that's chilly, chilly blue? That should be obvious, silly. Blue balls! I love knowing that you're in a desperate need of a good spine-tingling orgasm. And I really love knowing that you don't get to have one because I said so. I love knowing that you'll drive yourself to the edge over and over and over again for me, and yet not go over. I know you want desperately, achingly, to come. And I get to deny, deny, deny. Oh, orgasm denial. I had no idea a couple of years ago what that meant. I was happily going along in my life thinking that all sex ended in orgasms. Mutual, of course. When a friend pointed out to me that, no, not so much. She sat me down and explained to me that men won't actually die if they don't get to come. That they get more submissive, more pliant, and open and controlled if they don't get to come. I was amazed and intrigued and fascinated and other adjectives that all add up to tell me more. Anything that makes a male more easily controlled, I'm up for. And if it makes them even more submissive to me, well, that's just right up my alley. Orgasm denial, tease and denial, 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 denial. So, fair warning, gentlemen. If you call me and say it's up to me whether or not you get to come, I hate, let's be honest, I love to say that you won't get to come. If it were up to me, you'd be in long-term chastity and begging endlessly for permission to release your joy juice. On your knees, pleading, only to hear me tell you, no. You can follow my blog at www.fetishphonesexblog.com. You can call me at 1-800-601-7259. And don't forget to ask for Harper.